IEA make it a bigger international event to foster links on the peaceful uses of nuclear energy.
This means that Iran could turn into a regional hub sharing its know-how regarding peaceful applications of nuclear technology. But these achievements did not come without a price. Iranian nuclear scientists have often been the target of an assassination campaign led by Israel. However, this has not stopped Iran from moving forward.
National Nuclear Energy Day usually falls on April the 9th. For Iranians, it is an occasion to reflect on the very long way they've come since 2006 in acquiring peaceful nuclear technology. Gizumish Ahmadi, Tehran.
In a bid to ditch the U.S. dollar and evade illegal U.S. sanctions, New Delhi is taking drastic measures to boost its own currency for international trade. Experts say Western sanctions on Russia prompted rupee-ruble trade transactions as an alternative to the U.S. dollar. They say other countries should follow suit. The South Asian nation aims to achieve the goal of $2 trillion of exports by 2030, as the new India trade policy will help settle trade disputes faster without any roadblock.
India has already started doing the international trade through the use of rupee. Now, this will help in many ways. The first is it will increase the spectrum of exports to various countries. Secondly, all those countries which are suffering from sanctions, partially or fully, will have an option to deal with India. And finally, the export basket of India will increase phenomenally.
India is among several countries exploring means of trading with other countries in an effort to bypass the dollar, which has been dominating the international trading market for decades. In recent weeks, New Delhi has signed a pact with Malaysia, allowing trade in local currency. Economists say this will help promote trade between the South Asian nations, as Ukraine war has put pressure on their foreign exchanges due to rising oil and food prices.
India's primary imports are of the crude. Now, once the Indian currency is used as international trade or on bilateral with those countries where we import, we will have an option to pay in rupees rather than dollars. Now, thereby, we will have a better price discovery and the cost of the imports will reduce substantially.
Like many developing countries, India is also holding key discussions with its financial partners on trading in rupee, including key oil suppliers such as Iran, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. India has already established a rupee-ruble payment mechanism with Moscow. Since July last year, 18 countries have set up a rupee account with Indian banks. They are now making efforts to circumvent the dollar for trade. China and Russia have already taken major steps to avoid impacts of U.S. sanctions. They're also exploring options how to promote the use of their currencies.
The decision by a growing number of countries to trade in local currency is aimed at reducing reliance on U.S. dollar as a dominant currency for international trading. Experts say such move will encourage closer economic cooperation between the nations. Munawar Zaman, New Delhi.
Iranians have held an iftar ceremony from the 14th to the 19th of the holy month of Ramadan in Palestine Square in Tehran. This iftar banquet features different cultural programs and is aimed at highlighting the importance of supporting the Palestinian cause.
A real Muslim is the one who fights the oppressor and defends the oppressed. Today, Zionism is the great evil and we are determined to defeat Israel. This event is held to show support for the resistance in Palestine.
The issue of Palestine is a big and important topic that all people, whether young or old, from all over the world should know about it. We try to introduce children to this topic from an early age so that they understand the importance of the freedom they have here while Palestinian children are deprived of it.
Participants in this event sympathized with Palestinians in the occupied territories who have been facing a new round of aggression during the holy month of Ramadan and voiced their support for the oppressed people in Palestine.
Unfortunately, at a time when Palestinian children,
youth and families should be having iftar during the holy month of Ramadan, they are facing aggression and bombs. As supporters of the oppressed people of Palestine, we promise to continue our efforts.
My family and I have come to Palestine Square in Tehran to show our support for the oppressed people of Palestine who are fighting for their rights and their land under a lot of pressure these days.
This event also features Palestinian dishes as well as performances of anthems and other cultural programs.
While Ramadan is celebrated by millions of Muslims around the world, Palestinians are facing a new round of Israeli aggression during this holy month. Ramadan is the month of helping the oppressed, and this event is aimed at expressing the sympathy of Iranians to the oppressed people of Palestine. Mahdi Abbasian, Tehran.
I read you. A motto to promote not just reciting the Holy Quran regularly, but also reading and understanding its verses with the aim of using its detailed guidance and implementing its teachings in every aspect of our lives. This is the motto of the 30th Tehran International Quran Exhibition that is currently underway in the Iranian capital and will be running until April 15th. Paintings depicting verses and teachings of the Holy Quran, as well as calligraphy and illumination artworks, are on display at this annual exhibition, which is held every year in Tehran during the holy month of Ramadan. Artists from 21 countries are here to present their works and hold workshops. Some rare manuscripts and books related to the Holy Quran, including interpretations of the Holy Book, are also showcased. Publishers from several countries have brought their newly printed copies of the Holy Quran as well.
Most of our works are related to lessons from the Holy Quran by Hujjatul Islam Qaraati. This year, we managed to publish his simplified version of the translation of the Holy Quran, an easy-to-read and understand copy, which is an excellent choice for anyone who wants to understand the Holy Quran.
Tehran's International Quran Exhibition is the most significant exhibition of its kind in the Muslim world. World-renowned Quran reciters usually participate, and recently it has also gained a reputation for offering the latest version of Quran AI apps and electronic devices, including Quran reading pens.
We have very special customers, and our products appeal to a wide range of people. We usually receive a lot of orders from Muslim countries, including Persian Gulf littoral states. Our main product is this electronic reading pen that can recite verses of the Holy Quran. It comes with a memory stick and can hear recitations from more than a dozen of the world's best reciters.
As always, the exhibition will be hosting several Quranic competitions. Researchers and university professors have also been invited to talk about the Holy Quran and its teachings.
This is the 30th year that the Islamic Republic is hosting this annual Quran exhibition or conference. There are many things going on as we speak, as you probably have reported. We have families in Tehran and from some other cities coming and visiting. We have people that produce software, Quranic software. We have people who produce books on Quran. We have children books, different activities that are presented annually here.
A series of international webinars have also been scheduled to discuss the latest studies on the Holy Quran and related topics, accessible to all of those who cannot attend.
The 30th International Quran Exhibition opened on April the 1st with the aim of promoting the Holy Quran and Quranic teachings. Gisumish Ahmadi, Tehran.
الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are on the eve of Ramadan. Ramadan is here. It is the month of Quran, and this is the program of Quran. We ask all our brothers and sisters to pray for us in this month and not to forget us whilst they're reading the Quran. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The show is Quran Quest, where we study the Quran to learn from it with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for coming to our show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So we've been discussing the background to this chapter. We've been discussing the jinn and the story behind this chapter. Let's listen to verses 5 onwards and we'll be back for the discussion.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنا ظننا أن لن تقول الإنس والجن على الله كذبا.
And we had thought that mankind and the jinn would never speak about Allah a lie.
وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا.
And there were men from mankind who sought refuge in men from the jinn, so they only increased them in burden.
You just listened to verses 5 of chapter 72 onwards, and so the story is that the jinn heard the Quran, they loved it, they found out that this is divine because they had heard such things before from the skies, and they believed in it, and now God is narrating this story to the Prophet. On verse 5 they say, indeed we thought that humans and jinn would never utter any falsehood concerning Allah. Now just to give some background, before listening to Quran, they used to think that God had sons and daughters because they were misguided by the Fool One, which you said is the Satan. The question is that by the time that the Prophet was appointed as the Prophet and the Quran was revealed, it had been thousands of years since Satan had been expelled from God's from the heaven, let's say. So the jinn should have known that he's not trustable.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First thing that whenever you hear a statement, a news, a report or something, you ask, can I believe this person? Can I trust this person? Usually we're supposed to ask ourselves that. But human beings throughout their environment are sometimes, human beings, creation altogether, because we're talking about jinn right now, usually we fall into this trap, and that is that we sometimes put our trust and belief in some people that we shouldn't question. We don't question. Why? Because we think that they love us, because they are the ones that are caring for us. They are our guardians, supposedly. For example, usually, we don't question whether our fathers or our mothers are speaking the truth or not. We right away believe what they are saying. Anything that they tell us or teach us, we consider it to be the truth and nothing else to be it. Unless that we have our own, theories or thoughts or experiences that might, kind of change it. Again here, the jinn, like us, also have this. Also, they were living, for example, in an environment, or they were put into, propaganda, let's call it, to believe that no one lies. No one lies. No one lies about the reality, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the truth of people speak.
No one dares lie about God.
Yes,
That's
what they thought. That's what they were living. Again, this is the resemblance available for the people of the Arab time during the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. For the Arab people during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which was that our fathers told us about the pagans. Our fathers told us about the idols. We're only following our fathers. Our fathers are wrong? How can they be wrong? This is the belief that was put forward. The propaganda plays a role. And again, the question should always be, should we believe this person or not?
All right, let's take a break right there, and we'll be back after the break for the rest of the discussion. Back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We are on verse 5 of chapter 72. Just before the break, you pointed out to something interesting, that the jinn here are actually representing the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and the kuffar, the disbelievers of Mecca. They had similar situations. The jinn believed that God has daughters and sons simply because they trusted each other. They believed that they wouldn't lie. And the mushrikeen and the kuffar also believed the same, because they thought that their fathers had said it, and their father wouldn't lie to them. That's what they thought as well. Could it also be representative of us? I mean, should we also look at what we believe that has come to us through generations?
Of course.
Which might be wrong.
Of course, of course, of course, of course. This really just moves us to believe the system that's available between humankind, creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah. See, the reality, as hard as we try, as strong as we come in Oregon, of course, which is logic, the Aristotelian logic, right, that they brought up. Why do we need the logic? Why do we need the Oregon? We need it because we fall into errors in our thoughts, in our intellect, in our knowledges, in our reality, in our assumptions of reality. So we need something, a rule that makes that if we follow, we are correct. We are 100% certain it is correct. Even that is not enough. Even that is not enough. We need aid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only reality, the only knowledge, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where did He place this knowledge? He placed the knowledge in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in revelation. He's the connection between us and the skies. He's the connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no knowledge outside of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Whatever one might claim, the Prophet says, is final. That's it. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who? Is it logic from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it wise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave the ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi without a source of knowledge?
What about after Jesus? There was a period between Jesus and Prophet
Muhammad. There was a period, of course, there were prophets. There were other prophets. There were other prophets as well. And even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish humankind for something that's out of their hand. Leave that alone. So that's a different topic. I'm talking about after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we want to reach knowledge. Where do we go? Where do we go? After the Prophet, who says that this is what Allah wants? Who says this is the reality? We have no other way than the Imam alayhum salam. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put forward. This is the main difference between the Shias and the different sects of Islam. And we state that there is no knowledge outside of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And even during our time right now, فَمَنْ يَأْتِكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِنْ, who shall bring you from that clear and pure water? It's been narrated that the meaning of this is that who will bring you knowledge after the Imam disappears or is in the current or is not available between us? And really, we are living problems now.
We're suffering badly.
We're suffering. People who are inside the Islamic seminary understand this. We are living and we are suffering very hardly without the Prophet, without the Imam alayhi wasalam giving us knowledge.
It's not just about knowledge too. I mean, I'm thinking with myself that nothing is going to be solved without a divine government.
Yes, exactly.
That no type of government can replace it.
That is why, for example, when you're doing it out of dhan, uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. This is assumption.
Yeah, assumption, and of course, this is assumption that they claim in the principles of jurisprudence that this is a dhan qama alayhi hujja. It has been authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a long topic. This is the main difference between the Akhbari and Usuli school of thought. Mm-hmm. Available in the Shia sect. Mm-hmm. Whether that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given authority to something other than knowledge or not. It's mm-hmm. a long topic. It's been studied very thoroughly. If one
and it's time
details,
for the break.
They could return to Kitab al-Kifaya.
Thank you very much. It's time for us to take a break, but we'll be right back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're moving to verse 6 of chapter 72. It reads, "Indeed, some persons from the humans would seek the protection of some persons from the jinn, thus only adding to their rebellion." I think there's a lot to talk about here. Seeking assistance from the jinn by humans.
This is the interaction that we've talked about in the first episode when we entered Surah Al-Jinn.
Yeah.
And that is that during the time of the Arabs, what used to happen, it was that they would go into, for example, to a desert or to an empty place, dark place, scary place. What would they do? They would start to shout and yell for the aid of the jinn so that the jinn would aid them because they're afraid of the jinn. They're afraid of, you know, the darkness or the let's say, problems or dangers that were available.
Yeah.
What would the jinn do? They would increase their fear.
Oh.
They would do things to make them fall into fear more.
Yeah.
The verse is saying that, and that in the period of ignorance, al-jahiliyyah, the time of jahiliyyah, the Arabs, some man from mankind used to seek protection in the jinn when they came to a frightening place. One of them would say, "I seek protection in the leader of this valley." They would enter a valley and say, "I seek protection of the leader of this valley."
Yeah,
and from the evil of the foolish ones of this people, as a result, human beings became more afraid and terrified of the jinn. It's something in human nature that when you seek refuge to something, this is very you know, like psychological.
Mm.
When you seek refuge into something, that something is not pure, that something is not true, that something is, you know, it plays on you. You know, that false love. I'm trying to summarize it in 2 minutes, right? At the end of the day, when you put your belief and trust in something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be disappointed. You will be let down. And that's exactly what happened to them. They mm-hmm. used to think that the leader of the valley will aid them.
Turns out
he's the one that's increasing them in their fear. He would do things to scare them off, to scare them more. It would make them think that they are more powerful than mankind, when they're in reality, they are not.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, one should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and something that's more useful. Again, this is also tongue in cheek to the pagan worshippers of the time of the Prophet Quraysh, where they would seek refuge in someone or something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And sometimes people try to get their assistance by gathering information from them. Is that?
That's also available. That's the coming verse, inshallah ta'ala.
All right, then we'll study it in that verse.
The coming verses.
And so we talked about how it's we always have to ask ourselves that if we're listening to someone, what makes us trust them? We always have to ask that question. Otherwise, like the kuffar, like the jinns, we would believe in someone who is giving us wrong information. And that people who used to seek refuge in anything except God, well, they were playing themselves and they would be disappointed. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for your time and for your information. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.
Choose to think better. Welcome to a better you. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en. IRIB English Radio.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
Fiqh or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant
factor.
Imamate is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Assalamu Alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program, Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashimi Najat. Please stay tuned. What happens if Allah does not give us His blessings anymore? Prophet Muhammad, in a beautiful hadith, states, the value of a blessing is recognized when that blessing is missed. Prophet Moses asked Allah what to do so that people pay more attention to Allah. Allah answered Moses, enumerate for them my blessings. Now, how much are we careful, for example, about our eyes, a piece of fat with which we can see?
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam ba un tabib hindi.
In a dialogue between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and the Indian physician, the Imam asked him, do you know why the tear tastes salty? The Indian physician couldn't answer. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam replied, because the main tissue of the eye is made of fat. Allah has put it in a salty liquid, because without such a liquid, your fat of eye will be rotten in a day. This is how Allah gives us His blessings, and we must be more attentive to abide by His rulings. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Hashim Najat. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye. Thank you.
God's Month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam and welcome to another episode of this series. The Nights of Qadr are the unique opportunities which God has created for His servants to achieve His proximity. The 23rd night is the most important among these nights. It has been narrated that Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, used to put aside his bed in the last 10 nights of the blessed month of Ramadan to spend all his time in prayer and supplication. The Messenger of Mercy would even keep his family awake in the 23rd night to make the best use of these moments. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says, "The faiths are measured in the 19th night, determined in the 21st night, and signed in the 23rd night." Therefore, this night is very important. Imam Reza, peace upon him, also says, "This night is called the night of Qadr, because whatever is related to 1 year is measured in this night, including good, evil, loss, benefit, sustenance, death and birth." Many scholars believe that the reason why the night of Qadr has not been specified by the Prophet and the Imams is that the faithful glorify and respect all nights of this blessed month. This is like God's satisfaction, which, according to a hadith, has been hidden among worships so that people do all worships. You may have experienced that a new horizon has opened to you. This experience may happen only once in years, but Allah has provided conditions for man's change and has even determined specific times for him to grow and be awakened. The night of Qadr is undoubtedly one such juncture in time. The fasting servant who has refined his soul through worship during this blessed month, has got the capacity to receive Allah's special bounties, guidance, and cognizance. This night can be a turning point in the life. Allah has made this night better than 1,000 months, over 80 years, so that we humans reflect for at least a few moments. We should reflect on where we have come from, where we live in, and where we are bound to go. This will cause insight. It will liberate us from monotony and indifference. Allah asks His Prophet to spend some parts of night in worship and prayer. He has promised to grant a praiseworthy status for those who keep night vigil. In other words, night is the time of receiving blessing from the world above. The Prophet's journey to heavens also took place at night. The Noble Quran was sent down in the night of Qadr, so it has a very lofty position. Let us calculate our past deeds and try to compensate for the sins and misdeeds with penitence and shedding tears out of fear of Allah's punishment. As the Prophet of Islam has said, Allah had not granted the night of Qadr to the peoples of other prophets. Thank you. As we have said before, Joshan Kabir is a supplication which has been recommended to read in the night of Qadr. It was also said that this supplication includes 100 parts, each of which comprises 10 attributes of Almighty Allah, except part 55, which has 11 attributes of Allah. So this supplication contains 1001 attributes of the Creator. On the merits of reciting this supplication, the Prophet has said, No servant of my ummah reads this supplication in the blessed month of Ramadan, except that Allah, the Exalted, will make his body forbidden to the fire and paradise will be obligatory for him. As you may know, the faithful gather in mosque in this night and read this supplication together. Then they administer an oath to Allah to the right of Quran, the Prophet and his infallible progeny, so that he forgives their sins. This has its roots in the Hadith Thaqalain of the Prophet, where he said, "If you want salvation, you should never separate from the Quran and my progeny." The Noble Quran is the book of faith and salvation. Thus, joining this sacred book in this night is very significant. The Quran revives the hearts and guides man to the right path. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "Any of you who likes Allah to speak to him should read the Quran." The night of Qadr is the time to regret and cry for our misdeeds and entreat to God to forgive us. This will be a beautiful start and a U-turn in our life. Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace upon him, says, "Good for those who bow down and prostrate in this night, those who visualize their past sins and shed tears. I hope that such people will not be hopeless before Allah. May Allah accept our prayers and supplications and forgive our sins and help us obey Him through following His chosen ones. Muhammad and His Ahlul Bayt, blessings of God upon them. Amen."
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, and also brother Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you? And welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Hussein, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Ali Nasir?
Alaykum as-salam, sir.
How are you with fasting?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. How about Hassan Nasrullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. So Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein, as you know, today, inshallah, we will be talking about Ayah 64 of Surah Ali Imran, right? On page 58. Brothers and sisters, if you have your Quran with you, please turn to page 58, Ayah 64 of Surah Ali Imran. Let's everybody once listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Good job. That was a nice recitation. We really loved it. Inshallah, we'll have a short explanation about this ayah, the translation of this ayah. I will read it, and then inshallah, we'll move on to the tajweed rules. Again, the same as our previous sessions. And after we finish the tajweed rules, inshallah, we'll recite it together with the tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
Okay. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Allah Almighty says in this ayah, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا رُبَابًا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. So, how does it translate to English? Say, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Allah Almighty says to the Prophet that, O Prophet, tell the أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, the people of the book, the Christians and the Jewish. Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. O Prophet, tell to the people of the book, O people of the book, تَعَالَوْ, come to a word, okay, come on. إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا, come to a word common between us and you. It means come to a conclusion, okay? Let's agree on something. Alright? تعالوا إلى كلمة, come, have an agreement on a common word between us. بيننا وبينكم, between us and between you. ألا نعبد. So what كلمة? ألا نعبد إلا الله. That we will worship no one except Allah. Okay? We'll believe in Allah, we'll worship Allah Almighty. وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا, and that we will not ascribe any partner to him. Okay? We'll not attribute any partner or associate any partner to him. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا, and that we will not take each other as lords besides Allah Almighty. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, O Prophet, but if they turn away and they didn't accept your words, فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا, tell them, be witnesses that we are Muslims. And we believe, if you do not believe, we have our strong belief, and this is the right path. All right?
Yes.
So, after this, when like the argument occurred, okay, and the Prophet ﷺ told the Jewish people, the Christians, okay, the right belief about the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and then the Mubahala happened, okay, and then the Christians, okay, the non-Muslims, they agreed on paying jizya or a tax, yearly tax to Muslims, okay, for living in the Islamic country. So then Allah Almighty told Prophet that ask them to come and have peace, okay, agree on what? On worshipping only Allah Almighty. Look, Allah Almighty is telling us an important point. Even if you are making an agreement with your enemies, make an agreement on something true, something which is a truth. Okay? So the Muslims could agree on something else. Yeah? That, oh, Christians, no problem. Okay? One day we will worship your Lord. One day you worship our Lord. They could even make peace like this. But Allah Almighty says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا أَلَّا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا. Before that, what? What's that? أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. On truth. Okay? On truth. حق. Not the wrong path. Okay? Make yes. agreement on truth. On right path. Okay? Inshallah.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So these things, there are a lot of points, inshallah. I want you to refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah, to learn them, because we don't have much time to talk about them. Now we'll move on to the Tajweed rules, okay? We have some minutes left. Inshallah, we'll practice the Tajweed rules and also we'll recite the verses of this verse, inshallah, together. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. يَا has a mad. Is the mad wajib?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yes, you're very sure. But you are agreeing on something wrong. You're about to agree on something wrong. Ah. I just told you this message. Not to agree on something wrong. Yeah, Ahl, all of you agreed this on this.
But
it's not wajib.
Yes, because you and
yeah, are different. One word. Ahl, another word. Hamza and mad letter, they are not in the same word and one word. They are in two separate words. But they are connected. They are two words. Yeah, Ahl, that was tricky, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, أهل الكتاب. So, if the mad is wajib, you should stretch it for six counts. If it is not wajib, you're allowed to stretch it, prolong it, or skip it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, أهل الكتاب تعالوا. Again, I'm telling you, make sure not to read تعالوا. It is مدلين. تعالوا. إلى كلمة. كلمة has a تنوين. تنوين. After تنوين, we have to take a look at the next letters, yes?
Yes.
Tanween. إلى كلمتين سواء. سواء starts with سين. So تنوين is followed by سين. So what rule is applied here based on the rules of تنوين and نون ساكين? One of those four rules is applied for sure. إدغام, إقلاب, إظهار, and إخفاء. One of these ones. What do you think, Hussein? كلمتين. تنوين سواء سواء سين. How come on?
إخفاء.
إخفاء ما شاء الله to Hussein. Good job. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. إلى كلمة. Hide the sound of the تنوين. Do not pronounce a clear noon sound. Hide. Hidden noon sound. سواء إن. Again, تنوين. Next, it is followed by the letter ب. سواء إن. بيننا وبينكم. So Ali Nasir, you tell us. Or Hassan, tell us. Tanween plus ba. Ba is from?
Rest of the letter.
No way. Ali Nasir, come on.
Yeah, it's Iqlab.
Iqlab. It is Iqlab. Only one letter is the rule Iqlab. The rule Iqlab will be applied only for one letter. That's the letter ba. If you have a Tanween or a Noon Sakin plus ba, you should change the sound of the tanween or noon sakin into a hidden meme. Yes? Ikhfa of the letter meme it is.
Yeah.
Ikhfa of the letter?
Meme.
Sawa'in baynana wa baynakum. Right? Next one. Alla an la it is. Alla merged idgham has happened here. Alla na'buda illa Allah. Illa Allah. So you join them together, the mad and the word illa is skipped, and also hamzatul wasl and the word Allah is skipped. Illa Allah. At the same time, the letter lam and the word Allah is pronounced with a heavy sound. Ah, yeah. Sound. Awesome sound. Wala nushrika bihi shay'a. Do you see that tiny ya, Hassan? Bihi.
Yes.
What does it say? It says you should prolong the sound, right?
Yes.
Okay, prolong the sound for two beats. Bihi shay'an. an tanween again. Hussein, you tell us. Shay an is followed by the letter waw.
Yes.
So what should we do?
Idgham.
What should we do?
Idgham.
Idgham. Idgham of the tanween, right? With waw. So how do you read it?
Shay'an wala.
Ah, shay'an wala. Good job. Idgham is done, merging. It's okay. Two more things are also applied here. Merging, prolonging for
two counts
or two beats, and also
nasal
sound. Ghunna sound. Nasal. Okay? Nasal sound. شَيْءَوْ وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا, the pronunciation of the letter dhad. بَعْضًا. Aha, here. Ali Nasir, you tell us. بَعْضًا, tanween plus hamza is followed by hamza. Very easy.
Yeah,
idhar. Idhar. Changing nothing, just read it the way it is.
Yes.
Right? بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا. أَرْبَابًا tanween. Here, Hussein, tell us. Next letter is meme. It's followed by meme. أَرْبَابًا.
Again,
idgham. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Ali Nasir, Hassan, tell us. I'm hiding the sound. What is this rule called?
إخفاء,
hiding the sound. Good job. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Hassan, Jim tells us.
It's just to stop or continue.
Continue. It's a sign of stopping or a sign of continuing. You can stop or continue. جَيْز. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. Ali Nasir, نون ساكن plus ta. Followed by ta. Nun sakin followed by ta.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, hide the sound. Fa'in tawallaw. Mashallah. Fa'qulu. Hussein, fa'qulu. Next word, ishhadu. When you join together.
Fa'qulu ishhadu.
Ah, you skip two things. Hamzatul wasl plus?
Plus.
The waw.
Yes.
The mad. U sound. Fa'qulu ishhadu bi anna muslimun. So now that we mentioned all the important tajweed rules here, inshallah we'll recite and practice together the recitation. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Brothers and sisters, please inshallah listen carefully and practice with us. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله.
قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله.
ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله.
ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله.
ما شاء الله. الله الله يحفظكم إن شاء الله. فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله تبارك الله إن شاء الله فيكم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thank you so much for being with IRIB English Radio till now. We really recommend you stay with us, inshallah, in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. In the holy month of Ramadan, inshallah, try to learn the Quran Karim with tajweed and also a short explanation. Please don't forget to include us in your du'as, especially, most importantly, the ta'jil in faraj of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Inshallah, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So, thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperations. And of course, a special thanks to Hassan Hussein and Ali Nasir. Thank you so much. No questions? Nothing to say?
No, sir.
Okay, نلتمس بدعاكم إن شاء الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
In this night of destiny, which is better than a thousand months, dear Lord, we beseech you to shape our destiny in the most excellent manner.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.